Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's summertime and living is easy.
So the Takeaway Summer Playlist, it's storming down the tracks. It never stops. Here's Ned Skill from Fort Lauderdale, who gave us his playlist of classic summer songs.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September.
What is that, 1971? From Every Picture Tells a Story, Rod Stewart, Maggie May, brings up sweet memories of sipping beer during the early 70s. But here's a song. From the 70s to the 80s, that's Tommy Two Tone back in the 1980s, 867-5309. So synonymous with the summer party, the outdoor bar. We had to put it on the list, and we also had to invite Jim Keller in here, who wrote and performed that song with Tommy Two Tone. Jim Keller, welcome.
Good morning, John.
I mean, are you proud of that? I'm so proud just to be sitting here and listening to it at the same time.
Yeah, you know, I get asked about it a lot, as you can imagine. And it's kind of funny because when a song has the kind of life that this song has, you don't own it anymore. It's right. Like the world owns it. So I just kind of sit back. It's like having a kid that they go out, they're on their own, and you just watch them.
And you could never write this song today because you'd have to put the area code in there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Why is this a good summer song?
I think that part of it is that you can't mess it up. I think any bar band in the world can play this song and not screw it up.
That is so great.
And it's got an energy to it that's just kind of contagious.
So what's on your playlist? The first tune you gave us was this classic Dylan tune.
Yeah. Has he ever sounded happier in his life?
That's right. I mean, I wouldn't have necessarily gone to Dylan for a summer song, but that works perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, how positive can you get with this?
What was this in your experience? What were you doing when you were listening to
this? Well, this was all high school. I went through, actually, most of these songs were all during that. I was a teenager.
All right.
And there was something about, like, certainly that track where you just, it's like Saturday morning, you put it on, and, you know, the hangover disappears. You know?
High school hangovers. Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough part of the 70s. Now, that's a summary pick. If you listen to these lyrics, though, summer gets a little bit edgy here.
You picked
there.
A great verse.
Yeah. Sitting in the Midday Sun by the Kinks from their 1973 album Preservation Act One.
Yeah.
I mean, for someone who went on to have a band, the Kinks are a great band.
Well, the thing is, Ray Davies, and you could have picked 20 of his tunes for this particular category, but what he always did was he managed to make something that's basically dark seem totally light and perky. And underneath it, it's about this bum who's got nothing, you know, no job, no place to live, you know.
That's a great tagline on the Kinks. Dark, but perky.
You know, it is. It's an incredible genius that this guy has.
Well, your next tune actually reminded me that I can't believe we've gone through this far in the summer doing this playlist and not encountered this artist.
Makes you want to clean the house, you know.
Exactly. Domino from Van Morrison's 1970 album, His Band and the Street Choir.
Yeah.
I mean, Van Morrison is just ubiquitous. Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about the 70s, and a lot of those songs still have life.
Yeah. You know, it's when I went through and I put this list together, part of what I realized after I did it is that basically all of these tracks sound like nobody was trying to do this. They sounded like they were in a room not trying to do this. And that's part of what makes them so brilliant to me.
Is a summer pop song effortless? Is that the idea?
Well, I think great pop songs are effortless in general. And in this case, what we're talking about is that they do have that kind of upbeat, you know, kind of quality to them. That you just feel like if you were in that room, you would have to dance and smile.
You know, a lot of the tunes that you pick remind me of the kind of escapist 70s where you were just sort of out there. But I also, I remember some summer songs, and I'll give you two of them right here, that were more about the kind of serious, what's going on in the world kind of idea. Listen here.
There's something happening here.
I never liked this song.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel bad.
See, I was dark and not perky. Okay. What about this tune? What about this one?
Yeah.
See, that's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Wooden Ships. Now, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young to you is kind of like emo rock, right?
A little bit.
A little too serious, a little too
nauseating. Well, no, I worship those guys. Oh, my God, when they came out. And the first record, though, is still incredible.
Yeah,
both those two
true.
Records are
it
incredible.
It is true. Yeah. All right, so finally, let's give us, sort of take us out on this last tune here.
Sunshine in my pocket. A small
Moi. I like this one.
This is Sunshine in My Pocket. It's Jim Keller from his 2010 album, Sunshine in My Pocket. Yeah. When you think about doing a summer song or a song that might be immortal for today...
Yeah.
What sort of ingredients do you use?
Well, again, I think I go back to those things where, to me, it has to sound like somebody's not trying, and then it just comes
Let's
out.
Let's listen. Does it sound like he's trying?
Sunshine in my pocket.
What are you listening to this summer, Jim Keller?
Tighten Up. Black Keys, Tighten Up. Someone sent me this track about 3 weeks ago. This kills me.
This is great. What do you know about these guys?
Well, you know, it's funny. I heard this track and I just thought it was brilliant. And then I actually Googled up before I came in to talk to you. And it turns out they had, like, done the whole record. And this was like an afterthought. So it kind of falls into that category of, like, they weren't really trying so much. And it kind of feels that way. It just has got this funny vibe to it. I don't even know what it's about. It could be about something miserable, but it doesn't matter.
Well, the track is Tighten Up. It's from the Brothers album. And it's out this summer.
Yeah.
And it sounds effortless. Jim Keller, thanks so much. Singer-songwriter, his new album is called Sunshine in My Pocket. Of course, responsible for 867-5309.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.
All right, another number for you now, 8778-MY-TAKE. That's how you can tell us what your favorite summer song is, and you can sing it for us if you like.
Summer, summer, summer. It turns me upside down. Great summer song, The Cars.
Summer, summer, summer.
Kevin, watch the best.
Kevin, going to the day job, we hope, today, right?
Hey, I love Kevin. Love Kevin.
Sign the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime.
That's good. We've done that one. Yeah, that's good.
877-8-MY-TAKE.
The effortless Miles O'Brien, thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.